Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
This morning we kicked off the grain trade with the corn announcement. 128,000 metric tons of corn were sold to Japan, so that was a welcome sight. This Thursday we've got a USDA update. They're estimated that the U.S. ending stocks for corn are slightly lower than last time at 2.335 billion bushels. Last time we were 2.355, so about 20 million less. Wheat also lower, 1.18 billion bushels expected. Last time was 1.86, and then beans are estimated lower as well, 410 million, where last time they were 420 million. On the world level, the corn, 220.5 million metric tons, wheat just above 253 million, and beans estimated 81 million metric tons. It's estimated that the bean crop is 85% sold, the 2016 crop. The farmer sold 85%, so nearly completely sold. That puts the bean crop in the hands of the commercials. Corn is estimated to be about 40% sold, so looks like corn futures will need to rally to really entice the rest of that rest of the farmers to shake loose of the corn. And those are estimates, but I think we get a pretty good idea of looking at some of the larger commercials. They know pretty much where that corn is at.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.